We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Sammy, you might want to get in on this road trip.
Oh.
We've been talking way too much in here about Sammy Hagar. Sammy's doing a show August 25th. It's a Sunday. Where is it?
Rogers, Arkansas. It's the closest one.
Rogers, Arkansas.
Joe Satriani, Jason Bonham, Michael Anthony.
Who's the son of John Bonham from Led Zeppelin.
Yeah. Okay. Michael Anthony, iconic.
Michael Anthony Van Halen, from Van Halen.
Bass player. And by the way, Michael Anthony's harmonies made Van Halen. No doubt. That sound was all because of Michael.
So we are flirting with the idea of
No, it's happening.
We just booked it. Going down to Rogers, Arkansas to see Sammy Hagar.
Sounds like an 80s hair metal nerd dream.
Oh, I can't wait to wear my Bob Jovi denim jacket.
Hello.
Denim Dan over here.
Sam, have we heard from Shohei Ohtani today? Has he
Shohei?
Shohei Ohtani. Has he held his... Oh, no, it's at 4:45.
Yeah, that's going to be interesting.
So it's this hour.
It's coming up.
Boy, please tell me none of this is true.
He is expected to address the media this afternoon in a written statement.
Yeah.
But not take questions. Is that correct?
No questions, correct.
Los Angeles Dodgers superstar Shohei Ohtani, is expected to address the media this afternoon in about 40 minutes. As Major League Baseball investigates allegations of theft against his longtime interpreter, Ohtani will make a statement to the media at 4:45 this afternoon and will not take questions, according to the team. Why not?
By the way, the announcement of the media press conference came from his law firm, not him.
The allegations came to light last week, allegations that his interpreter had been betting on Major League Baseball games.
Allegations that nobody made except for his lawyers.
Wait, explain that to me.
Nobody knew about this until his lawyers said, hey, look over there.
Yeah.
Nobody was looking at it until his lawyers said, hey, look over there. But they knew they had to get ahead of it. Crisis management, because his name was tied to that $4.5 million in transfers.
This stinks so bad.
So instead of allowing that to leak first, they tried to get ahead of the narrative and say, well, it wasn't him. It was his buddy who stole $4.5 million from him.
Yep.
And then his buddy went to the press, ESPN in particular, and said, well, no, actually, I didn't realize that it was illegal to gamble, and I got in a little bit of trouble, and of course Shohei was mad.
Whoa.
This was the interpreter.
Mm-hmm.
He did not realize that it was
illegal
to gamble
in America.
On baseball.
Yeah.
According to what he told ESPN, yes.
Because I don't believe gambling is legal in California.
Now, by the way, then the Dodgers team management said nothing that he said was true.
Here's the thing. Pete Rose.
Because you're a big baseball
I'm
fan.
A huge baseball guy. Pete Rose has been banned from the Hall of Fame. Should be in the Hall of Fame by all things considered with the stats.
Hits leader.
Great. Yeah, absolutely. Just an absolute animal. He's been blackballed for so long for gambling on baseball.
Mm-hmm.
If Major League Baseball does not do something pretty substantial with Ohtani, how can you continue to leave out Pete Rose from the Hall of Fame? Because Ohtani presumably is going to be a Hall of Famer.
Because Major League Baseball is going to do everything they can to protect him.
Correct.
He is their biggest star since maybe, and somebody said
he
this
is
on,
their golden egg.
Somebody said this on Morning Joe today. He is the biggest star. Tell me if you guys disagree with this. The biggest star in Major League Baseball since Babe Ruth.
Well, he's certainly been the most impactful as being able to be a pitcher and a slugger.
Hitter. Yep.
Yeah, there's been nobody like that ever in 100
years. They are going to do everything they can to protect him.
Absolutely.
And if this interpreter has to fall on the sword.
Oh, that's all that is. That's all that. He's absolutely the scapegoat.
Tell me that Otani didn't know that his best friend and interpreter was betting on Major League Baseball.
Now, there, just to be clear, there aren't any allegations right now that the bets were made on Major League Baseball. The only sport that has been named in any of these stories when it comes to betting is international soccer. Uh-huh. Does not matter. At the end of the day, you are violating rules.
You are not allowed to bet.
By sports betting in the state of California. And the fact
did you say Major League Soccer or international soccer?
International.
Okay, all right.
And the fact that he, Otani, has his name tied to the $4.5 million in wire transfers to allegedly pay off his buddy's debts.
By the way, all in $500,000 transfers.
Oh, I didn't know that. More suspicious.
Every single transfer was in $500,000 increments. What,
did they think there was some cutoff for $500,001 that it had to be reported or something?
Sam, I don't make $500,000. I don't have $500,000. I have no idea.
The fact that he hasn't been named betting on baseball itself right now is really the saving grace, and I'm sure that story is going to continue to ride.
That's probably the only thing that keeps him above water.
It has to. I mean, they'll do everything they can to make sure that that stays that way.
Until the state of California starts looking into the fact that they paid a bookie $4.5 million illegally to bet on any sport. And I don't know if you know this, but California likes their money. They'd like to keep it.
From the text line, let me address this very quickly. OMG, you watch Morning Joe. That is a big red flag. You are definitely a Democrat.
Oh, my gosh.
First of all, we don't talk politics on this show. I am not a Democrat. I'm not a Republican. I watch Fox and Friends. I watch CNN in the morning. And I watch Morning Joe. I watch all three. It just happened to be on Morning Joe where I heard what I referenced.
How often do you get that text? Every day?
Yes.
That's annoying.
Every day.
There's a coffee mug in there somewhere that says Scott's a liberal.
Beep. It's not here. It's at my house.
Oh, it is?
Yeah. I drink out of it daily with pride.
With the tears of.
So 48, 98, whatever. I watch all three just to see what everybody's saying. Just because I watch MSNBC and Morning Joe in the morning doesn't make me a liberal Democrat. Any more than watching Fox and Friends makes me a crazed lunatic conservative. Okay? I mean, give me a break.
Yeah.
Give me a break. Good grief.
What do we got next?
That. Anyway, Otani signed a 10-year, $700 million deal with the Dodgers during the offseason.
By the way, we need to have a conversation about, obviously we're not a sports station, but these sports contracts where they're going to be paying you $680 million for the rest of your life because we can only really afford $20 million right now is ridiculous.
So go on. What's ridiculous about
What's the Mets player that they're still, Bobby something, that they're still paying?
Oh, Bobby Bonilla. Bobby Bonilla Day.
Yeah,
every year he gets $1 million.
It's actually in April. Yes, Bobby Bonilla Day. Hang on, I'll look that up.
And should Shohei get through this unscathed, and should he play out his next 10 years as a Los Angeles Dodger, they're going to have a Shohei Ohtani Day for the rest of time.
Every July 1st, the New York Mets pay Bobby Bonilla $1.2 million.
So good. So you're saying that they shouldn't be allowed to defer those
payments?
Yeah,
I mean, all that's doing is taking lesser capital teams and saying, well, you can't afford to promise this for the rest of their life, so you're never going to be good because, well, we've got backers that are willing to promise $680 million.
Should baseball have a salary cap?
Yes.
Yeah. Again, we're not a sports station, so I don't want to get too far into the weeds of it. But
by the way, Bobby Bonilla will be paid $1.2 million every July 1st until 2035.
He's living right.
Hang on. Homie hasn't played since 2001.
Yeah.
Hasn't played since 2001 and hasn't played for the New York Mets since 1999.
I wonder who his agent was at that time.
And how's their bankroll doing for getting new good players, huh?
1999 was the last year he played for the Mets. By the way, he only played for the Mets for four seasons on two different occasions.
You know what the actual stat is? He's going to be paid that amount, $1 million every year until he's 72. So what he did was he turned $5.9 million into $30 million thanks to the deferred contract because of the 8% interest rate negotiated by his agent, Dennis Gilbert.
Brilliant.
Absolutely brilliant. $6 million turned it into $30. Phenomenal.
All right, quick break. When we get back, social media restrictions on kids. In one state, it is now completely banned for any kid under the age of 14. Restricted for any kid under the age of 16. We'll get to that in just a moment. Bobby Kerr filling in today for Dana Wright, Sam Stevie III. My name is Scott Parks here on KMBZ.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL Draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.